Log Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to Tops Live Radio Broadcast. Coming to you live all the way from Millbrook, Alabama. I'm the one and only Dennis C. Latham, and I am here by request of Dr. Pastor Kenny Glasgow, who is the CEO and founder of TOPS, T-O-P-S, The Ordinary People Society. And you can check them out at www.theordinarypeoplesociety.org. Chat room is open, phone lines open, calling numbers are 323-679-0905. Be back in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. right, welcome to Topson Live Radio Broadcast. Anyway, that was just a little taste of how I love Jesus and how he loves me. A little tune I'm working on getting together for the vocalist to come in. I'm going to bring up a couple of topics that's hot and at the top of my list because we have so much mess out there, and it seems that some people call them distractions, but when you learn how evil works and what it does and its purpose, then you can learn either how to join it or resist it. And if you are going to follow Christ, you will resist it. And as I always say, silence to evil is submission to evil. No action against evil is submission to evil. If someone captures you and you have no action against that capture, then you have just submitted yourself to that capture. Now, there's a Minnesota dentist who killed a lion. And the problem is that Savage paid about $54,000 or maybe $55,000 to kill this animal. Now, so far, it seems his website has been, well, put it this way, I know his Facebook account has been removed or taken down or whatever by him or whoever. I think his business has closed, and they're sending a bunch of stuffed animals and other things to his business and setting them in front of the door and things of that nature. But he admitted that he did it, but he claims it was all legit. But the point is that America has done nothing about it yet as far as the government. And the problem I see in this is he went over to Africa and killed Cecil the lion, which is a 13 or 14-year-old lion that was friendly with people. He was a wild lion, but friendly with people. He was a great attraction. This dentist and two tour guides or whatever you want to call them, they lured the lion off of the area of protection, off of that property onto another property, and he shot him with a bow. Then they tried to track him for almost a day, and when they got him, they cut his head off and skinned him. His head is still missing. But the point is, they went over, and this is over in Zimbabwe. They went over, listen now, somebody from America went over and did this over in the motherland, and America ain't did nothing about it yet. Now, some of the citizens, a lot of the citizens have raised some serious actions against them. But the point is, the government should have did something about this immediately. This makes it look like Americans can go anywhere they want, do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, whether it's right or wrong, and get away with it. Come back to America and live like it never happened. Now, this same dentist did the same thing in America with a black bear. They killed, he was, the bear was on protected, in a protected area. So they basically got the bear to come off of the protected area and killed him. But what I'm finding out in some research is that they killed him on a protected area, and then they transported him to unprotected areas, and he was found guilty. Could have got 5 years in jail, but he did not get any time in jail. He got 1 year probation. Now he's back at it again, and this is how it happened. So You wonder why people hate America and hate Americans is because Americans, hey, does this type of stuff and they condone it and nobody's raised sand with the government to do anything about it. And I haven't seen anything yet, but I sure hope the government does something before I step into it because this just doesn't make any sense. Anyway, on the top of my list also, we have parents broke into a locked daycare to rescue their son. The daycare is now the word they use apologizing for it. He was the little child was locked in there after they closed. And also, we have two teens are lost at sea. And I don't know what parent would allow their children to go out, two teen children to go out, and they look pretty young. But now they're on this massive manhunt or teenage hunt, spending all of this kind of money searching for them. And I don't see any type of outrage about the parents allowing it to happen. You know, as far as whether they're living or dead, I don't know, but they're hoping, the searchers are hoping, and some experts have said they still have a little more time, you know, because they showed one group, well, it was two guys. I think they were lost at sea for a week. These guys were praying just about every hour and singing and everything, and at night they would huddle up together to keep warm. They were rescued after about a week. They were in a boat, little small, tiny boat. So, you know, they survived. These little teen boys, I don't know why they were out like that by themselves, not under parental or adult supervision, but they were. And now their two Florida boys are lost at sea. Also, Ohio cop involved in a deadly senseless shooting of Samuel DuBose. He's been charged with murder. Police officer who killed a man in Cincinnati during a traffic stop has been indicted for murder. The Hamilton County prosecutor said today noting this was the purposeful killing of another person. I'm treating him like a murderer, prosecutor Joseph Dieters said during a news conference when describing the warrant out for a police officer who killed Samuel DuBose, 43, earlier this month. Footage released today from a police officer's body cam lasts about 10 minutes and shows the shooting. The officer said that the guy pulled off and drug him down the road. And now they see that is a lie. I guess he thought his partners in crime were going to, I guess, stick up for him and make it right like they do so often. Anyway, call the numbers at 323-679-0901. Press the 1 on your phone keypad if you want to ask any questions or bring up a new topic or subject, or if you want to discuss putting proven solutions into action. I'll say this. Perverted minds accept, condone, promote, and support perverted activity. Dior, I think it's Christian Dior, has a new face. It's a 14-year-old girl prancing around in see-through clothing. But I looked at the video from the news report, and I see over in France they use little girls as young as 10, and also it's been known for 15-year-olds to pose nude. I don't know if that was in France or not, but dealing with the modeling things, and also with these modeling things, they get these girls to undress. And things of this nature. And one of the girls was saying that, you know, I think she's 19, she had to do it at 15.
or 16, they asked her to get undressed, and she wouldn't. And they said, if you don't, you won't get booked anymore. So she said she went into the bathroom and cried and came back out and did what they told her to do. Why do you do this to a child? You know, but, you know, look, again, perverted minds accept, condone, promote, and support perverted activity. Also down the list, a boy who's lost his hands to an infection gets double hand transplant. And, also on the 2005 Cadillac that I'm possibly going to take the transmission out to replace a broken flywheel, I've gotten to the big hump of that. So, you know, it is what it is. I hope to be finished by the first of next week. And also I got to give a shout out to Louise McChesney. She made a comment. She said, when I need someone to stand up and tell it from the Bible like it is, I'm calling on Dennis C. Latham. And I want to say I appreciate you for that. But the problem is there's a sympathetic guy over there that says lions kill zebras, people kill lions. If it was a humane kill, then morally speaking, it was fine. Lions are not made in God's image. But how can it be moral when you kill a lion? Just for the hell of it. And that is just for the hell of it, because it's not for the heaven of it. But why would you, I mean, now I can understand if the lion is loose, terrorizing people and eating people's crops. I mean, not crops, but cattle or whatever. But then again, this is just some people who claim to be Christians who just, I don't know what to say about them. There's no moral righteousness in just cold-blooded killing a lion. Especially when you, you know, but then people are going to be sympathetic to it, you know. But then I made a comment to that person, and I said, this lion was special, Cecil. Didn't attack people. He was lured out of protected ground to be slaughtered. He was the most famous lion in all of the motherland. And as far as being made in God's image, you should research Lion of Judah. Louise McChesney said, preach. And then that's when she made a statement. When I need someone to stand up and tell it from the Bible like it is, I'm calling on Dennis. And I got to give her a shout out. Appreciate you for that. And, you know, I'm feeling very bad about this guy getting away with this. And no one is doing anything about it. Anyway, the court, and also with the Sandra Bland, they've released some video to prove she was not dead in her mugshot. They showed video of her. Well, actually, I saw the video of them bringing her into custody. She sat down and they got her, I guess, earrings or glasses off or something. And she kept her, had her shoes on and still the same dress. And then they showed her later in an orange outfit. And they gave her some towels and threw them down on a blanket. She picked the blanket up and walked off of the camera. And then they showed her again later in that video clip standing up against the wall to take a mugshot. But the point is, she should have never been arrested in the first place. You cannot blame that only on the officer himself. But what they will not tell you, but few have talked about it and reported it, that the sheriff there was fired from his previous position for racism. And then he got this job. Now, see, he should have never have gotten that job in the first place. And if you listen to the video clearly, now I could be wrong. You know, correct me, as I always say, correct me where I'm at. Don't wait to get me off to the side. Just tell me right then and there. Don't let me go around here putting out bad information because, you know, I believe something that's not right. I say, correct me where I'm at. However, there's a clause in there. You better correct me with righteousness and truth, because if you attempt to correct me with deception, lies, and tricks, you will not like the retaliation. And, you know, I often say, I'll show you a new way to meet Jesus, but the point is, if you come at me wrong, you obviously don't know Jesus. So I will show you Jesus. And see, a lot of people do not like to address things, especially slander, lies. They don't like, but, you know, a lying tongue is an abomination unto God. But, you know, people want to stick on the gay thing and they want to be, but they're not against liars. That's the hypocrisy in all of this stuff. So if I'm wrong, correct me right then and there. You know, press the one, correct me. But if you listen to Sandra Bland, and if you look at the video close enough, when he got to the car on the passenger side, he was talking to her and he asked, what's wrong? You know? And it's obvious that she was upset because she got pulled over. And then he went and did a check on her, didn't find any warrants and none of that kind of stuff. Then he came up to the driver's side of the car. And now he's a cop, although he's a rookie for 1 year. A cop knows people get upset when they get pulled over by the police. A cop knows that people get scared. Of course. It's natural to have some fear when you get pulled over by the police. I mean, until you graduate from having fear, me, I fear nothing. You know, a few years ago, I would get a little sensation in my body when I got pulled over by the police, a little bit of fear, but I've overcome that, especially now since I stay cameraed up. I try to get people to get cameraed up. You got these phones, get you a car charging, keep it charged up. When you get pulled over, start recording. But if you look at the way he was talking to her, you know, he asked her again, what's wrong? This time on the driver's side. And so she told him what's wrong. And she explained to him that, you know, you are coming up behind me, tailgating me or whatever, you know. And so I got out of your way. And then you pulled me over for getting out of your way, paraphrasing it. And then he was like, are you through? And she like, well, you asked me and I told you. So, yeah, I'm through. And then he's getting her, getting ready to get her to sign the warning. And then he asked, can you put your cigarette out, please, if you don't mind? Now, when you ask me to do something and say, please, if you don't mind, if I don't want to do it, I ain't doing it. If somebody presses that one on their phone keypad and say, Dennis C. Latham, will you shut up, please, if you don't mind? I'm going to say no and keep on talking. What she did was, and I might be wrong, but I believe I'm right because I listened to it over and over, but still could be wrong. She said, this is my car, but I'll put out my cigarette. That's when he told her to get out of the car. Anyway, bottom line, there should have been no reason at all that she even got arrested. So not only should he be held accountable and go to prison, because he is part of what caused her death, whether it be murder or suicide. It don't matter. She should not have been arrested. And not only him going to prison, the chief or whoever's over that person needs to be dealt with, needs to be demoted. Because I feel like this, the sheep are a reflection of their shepherd. Anyway, I think I'm going to give Dr. Glasgow a call and see if I can catch up with him. And We'll see if I can get him live here on the broadcast. I believe we have some callers that might want to speak on some certain issues, and I want to get those out there. And see what we got going on here. I think it's something to do with Florida and several other places. Also want to find out what Tops has going on right now. So he doesn't seem like he's answering just yet, but I will. Here he is.
Hello?
No. The glass on the live on.
Oh, talking about Steve Redo? Yeah. We've been doing this for years. Yeah. Hello.
Hey, Dr. Glasgow, you're live on Tops Radio. What's happening?
Amen, amen. So I got a brother here, Charles Thornton. He's one of our hosts that's hosting us up here in Washington, D.C. So I'm going to put him live on the radio with you, Brother Dennis, and let him speak to the people. Brother Charles Thornton, you're live on the Tops Radio right now with Dennis Lee.
Yes, sir. How you doing, man?
Doing great and great, as always. Yes, doing
that's
great
good,
and great.
That's good, man. This is another historic event, and we are so proud of all the individuals that are here today for this this action. And Band of Bop, as you know, is something that the president supports. It's something that is done here in the district. We have in the district some of the most stringent, you know, Band of Bop laws that are in effect all around the country. In the district, you know, there's fines attached to people who do not follow the Band of Bop law, and I think that's something that, you know, really gives this law teeth. When someone puts out an application and it has on it a question, if you ever been, you know, convicted of a crime in the district, you just open yourself up to a lawsuit. And I think that's one of the main reasons why this law in the district has a lot more teeth, you know, is that it opens it up to a lawsuit, and two, it's the individual that was discriminated against who receives the funds as a result of it. You know, if you're successful in moving forward with that too. So that's why we're here to have this done, you know, across the board, across the whole country. It's something that, again, we feel is the right move to make, and I think it's gonna happen.
Okay, and so in other words, what they're doing, they're going to about the asking on applications, if you've committed a crime, they're getting that taken off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the goal, that the application process will, the box will be eliminated from the application process, which will allow for a prospective applicant to have an opportunity to sit down and do an interview, you know, without being, siphoned out of the interview process just by the mere fact that he checked the box on the application, which all too often happens, you know, when you get employers that are, you know, looking for individuals.
Right. So will that also include basically, have you ever been I forget. It's been so long since I filled out an application. You ever been, when I asked the question, have you ever been convicted of a crime or have you ever been convicted of a felony? That's what you're talking about, correct?
That's exactly what we're talking about, correct.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And as we know, let me ask you a question because it's in tune with the title of the broadcast. Let me ask you this simple question. Would you ask somebody who hates you, would you ask them to love you?
Would I ask someone who hates me to love me?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, hold up now. Okay. Now the title of the broadcast today is why ask a government that obviously hates you to love you or show you love? And see, the thing what you're doing, what you all are doing now, and to get that off of the application, which, you know, I can see some pros and cons, but we do know, as a race of people, we do know that the government obviously hates us, correct?
I tell you what, I got to jump off, man. We got to meet, get ready to start. Hold on, I'm going to get you the door. Hold on.
All right.
All right, so I'll call you right back, sir. As soon as we do the opening here, we'll call right back in with a whole bunch of folks from all over the country. All right? God bless you.
Okay, then. All right, appreciate that. All right. All right, that was Dr. Glasgow, one of his, he said he was the host down there, up there in D.C. Anyway, I'm going to play a clip. Who's got your ear? And I gotta say, this is not my favorite, but it's one of my most favorites. But, you know, we have to watch who has our ear, because the problem is that if we let the wrong people get in our heads, whoever has your ear has your mind. You know, just like when they said that she was dead in the photo, Sandra Bland, you know, I looked at it, and what they brought up, it did look sort of, but I didn't think she was dead. But for her shoulders to be back, it was like she was laying on the floor or whatever, and her braids were back or whatever, her twist or whatever she had. But then somebody else put a photo out where the eyes were all messed up and stuff. You know, but that's how evil people are, because they want to put out deception lies and tricks. But the people who released the video, they talked about this guy Anonymous. Anonymous puts out some videos. He's very popular. And they brought his name up, so they gave him some power. But you know what? She shouldn't have never been arrested. Anyway, I'm going to say this real quick, and then I'll put this on. I'm working on a vehicle, and I got a 14-year-old who's gonna, you know, help me out yesterday, and probably gonna get him to help me out tomorrow too. But the thing is, yesterday I'm proud of him, because he had a chance to go swimming with the other kids, but he chose to stay behind and work on the car, to help work on the car, and you know, it just amazed me at that moment. I asked him several times, "You sure you don't want to go swimming?" He said, "No," you know, because I didn't want him to think that he had to stay there to work on the vehicle, because, you know, I got plenty more vehicles I'll be working on to help, you know, raise, teach, and train up, you know, children, youth, and young adults. But anyway, I'm finding out that I had been put on a board here recently. Actually, I've been put on several boards. My first time in this arena, but, you know, I've been put on several boards, and two of them. And one I'm staying on, but the other one I'm getting ready to get off, because, and I'm going to say it, unless they change in the next 24 hours, men of first response, or brothers of first response, whatever they're going to call it. You know, we had a lot of people come out, had signatures, people signed their names and gave their phone numbers and information on how to contact them. I've asked for that information so I could find out which of those people had children, youth, and young adults that they would like to put in a program to be under a curriculum that would bring up their comprehension and reading levels. Because what a lot of people don't understand, when a person graduates from high school, which a lot of people do, especially my skin color, and I'm not black, I'm brown, I'm not going to call myself what a racist, terrorism, and torture racist Caucasian call me. I'm brown. That's the truth. My skin is brown. I've never seen anybody with black skin, not even no pictures. I've had a couple people try to fool me with a black and white picture of a girl that was very dark, but if you look at it, she's brown, just very dark brown. Why we call ourselves black? Yeah, because the media tells us to. And so we stuck with it, and that's what we're used to, and that's, I'm not used to that no more. I'm getting out of it, because I believe in the scripture, do not be conformed to the ways of this world. And that's one of the things that has conformed us is to, you know, and I like this one, I forget where it was, but I will not live life as a color. I'll remember it where I got it from, but I was studying some stuff. But the point is I just don't understand why a government that obviously hates us, but we can beg them for stuff. But the things that they're doing up there, they're fighting for laws to be put in the books. And I have to say, Dr. Pasquini Glasgow has showed me information where he's brought forward, put it this way, he has gotten laws either amended or passed in 5 southern states. So, hey, you can get laws passed. And there need to be some laws passed that will do something about all of this murdering of unarmed people. Majority, the high majority, are my skin color. And that's the problem. But the problem is, just like this comprehension of reading, what I'm going to be getting to, I'm seeing that the people have been conditioned, the majority of the people have been conditioned to play with the leaves on the tree. They either don't know or don't want to know how to deal with the core, the foundation, or the root of the problem. So they just toy with the leaves on the tree. Or another scenario I use, instead of cutting the head of the snake off, they play with the tail. And when they play with the tail, the snake turn around and bites you. I don't understand this evil that people have been caught up in. Anyway, back to the comprehension. When you graduate from high school, from the 12th grade, a lot of us, my skin color, graduate with a very low reading level, and some as low as a 5th grade reading level. But what they don't tell you, that 5th grade reading level also includes a 5th grade comprehension level, meaning you comprehend what you read like a 5th grader would. And I'm sure you've seen this or seen the advertisement of a show called Are You Smarter Than the 5th Grader? You know, but back in the day, some of the tests that 5th, 6th, and 7th graders took, college students today couldn't pass them. We've dumbed down certain things in education, especially in the inner city, in the public school system, and especially where the majority are people my skin color. They're letting them graduate with these low comprehension and reading levels. And I wanted to contact all of these people that came out, hundreds of people came out. I wanted to contact each one to find out if they themselves had a child, youth, or young adult that they would like to put into a program where they could come either once a week or once a day for 5 days a week for about an hour or two, where I could help train them with a curriculum that's built just for that. And I had Dr. Roma Benjamin here live on this broadcast a couple months ago. And, you know, she's proven it. She has proven that it works. Now we have, she's tied to people like Dr. Steve Perry up north, might be Connecticut, somewhere up there. He has 100% graduation rate. I mean, the boys can't sag. They wear a tie, button-up shirt, and a tie every day. I mean, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that? You know, I mean, there are ways to get around. If you don't have the money, they got thrift stores with shirts and ties for like a dollar. You can get 4 or 5 shirts, a dollar a piece. I mean, I'm just saying. Me, I go to thrift stores all the time. Well, not all the time, but a lot. I've got a suit that I paid $25, $35 for, and it's cold-blooded clean. Never seen one like it. I got another suit for $25, just the top and the vest, and it's cold-blooded clean. It's white with paisley silky things on design on it. It is like brand new. I don't care if it was worn 10, 20 times. Took it to the cleaners. I still got it. Matter of fact, I wore it on my wedding day. I got shirts I don't wear at church to worship service that I bought from a thrift store. I got plenty of work pants that I bought from a thrift store. I got pants that I done made more money in them pair of pants. It's ridiculous. I had about 5 years. I can't believe the amount of money I done made in them pants. It ain't paid them about $3.99 for them. But I'm just saying, a lot of people are against uniforms. A lot of people are not. Just saying, Dr. Steve Perry has 100% graduation rate from high school and then 100% go to college. So if he can have that there, then public schools can have that same thing. And I want to share this curriculum with people in my area and get others to get the curriculum too. Now, the curriculum costs $500, but, you know, it has tests in it where you can test the student. And when you test them, it'll tell you where they're at and their comprehension and their reading level. And then it'll give you a platform to follow with that one particular student. And then you can send them down that path. And in about a month or two, they will be closer up to par. And their comprehension and reading levels will be growing and growing and growing and growing, getting higher and higher and higher. But what you don't understand, when a 12th grader graduates with a 5th grade reading level, they can go out and fill out the application. Anybody can do that. You answer some questions. But what about when you get a job and you got to read a manual on how to use a certain machine? That's where they get caught up at, because they don't understand the language and they can't comprehend it. Anyway, and there's other issues that deal with that comprehension. You know, just because a person got street smarts don't mean they have any book sense. But anyway, who's got your ear? This is, I think it's Bishop Springfield, but, you know, who's got your ear? Be back in about 10 minutes. This is one of my favorites. I play here often. I play sermonettes like most people play music.
Who's got your ear? Amen. Who's got your ear? Last Sunday, I didn't give you a subject. Thought of one after the fact. Hearers and doers. That's what last Sunday was. Amen. This morning, who's got your ear? This question, this statement about who's got your ear, it implies that for someone to have your ear means that there is someone who in particular can communicate and influence you in many different ways. When someone has your ear, they know that they can speak to you and you will respond to whatever they are saying. They know that they can communicate with you in such a way that you will go in the direction in which they are asking you to go, or they are implying that you should go. When someone has your ear, you're always waiting attentively to hear from that source, because until that source speaks, you oftentimes don't know which way to turn. And so this morning, as we look and contemplate the people of God, young and old alike, fathers and mothers alike this morning, the question is a relevant question, because it begs to ask of every one of us, just who is it that we are really taking our instructions from? Because no matter what you do in this life, no matter which way you go, no matter what it is that you are involved in, something or someone has influence over us. Can I get a witness here? Yeah, something, somebody, somewhere has influence over us. And you can see it in every aspect and walk of our lives. When you look at the fashions that people wear today, it's because somebody's got their ear. Somebody's got their attention. So whether we be Christians or not, we begin to wear attire that does not always become us as the people of God, because we have allowed somebody in the world to have our ear, so that it is more important for us to follow what they say Y'all ain't going to help me, are you? Than what the Lord says. So who's got your ear? When it comes to our language, the way we talk, the profanity that is used so easily that it has now become commonplace. It used to be a time when folk would curse, that everybody would be shocked. But now it is a regular part of our language. Am I right? Yes, I am. We are listening and being influenced by those who find profanity an expression of their truer feelings. Well, let me say that if profanity is an expression of your truest feeling, you really are saying you're messed up. Because if you can't talk without using profanity, you really don't have much to say. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me, but that'll be all right. Language is a result of what we think is fashionable, what we think is popular, what we think is in, and that comes as a result of somebody, whether it's on TV or radio, whether it is in the music, whether it is in the movies, whether it is in the magazines that we read, that we now believe that it is okay to talk any old way and still want to make folk believe that I love the Lord. Who's got our ears when it comes to fashions? Who has our ears when it comes to our language? Who has our ear when it comes to morals? Because what is today hasn't always been. And the things that seemingly is okay today has not always been okay. Am I right about it? There was a time when morals meant something. That you had a standard about yourself, that you didn't just go for any old thing. You just wouldn't do any old thing because there was a right way and a wrong way. And everything was right. Can I get a witness here? And everything was not acceptable. Come on, somebody. But unless we digress away from where we're going this morning, I will quickly say that parents, we've got to get back on track and help our children and our people to understand that there is a right way and a proper way for us to conduct ourselves and to be about whatever we are being about. We must learn that God has expectations. And because he has expectations, we must be recipients of God's way. Paul writes to the Romans and says to them, you got to understand, God is not being fooled. He says, don't you know that to whoever you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are. In other words, whoever you're listening to, whoever you're following, whoever influences you, that's who your master is. Come on, somebody. Whoever can make you jump, whoever can make you twist and shout, whoever can make you cuss out your mama and your daddy, whoever can make you run the streets, whoever makes you smoke dope, whoever makes you lie and cheat, that's who your master is. Whoever controls your actions and controls your activity to the point that you follow those things, that's who your master is. It don't matter that you sit up in a church. If we're not going to be controlled by the things that come out of the house of God, if we're not going to be hearers of God's word, then we're not being controlled. And the Lord does not have your ear. Come on with me, somebody. Paul says, you need to understand that the contrary to popular thinking, there is no middle ground. there is no comfort zone for people who live today. All of us are either in one place or we're in the other place. Paul says that if sin controls us, if we are the hearers of sin, if we yield ourselves to sin, then sin is our master. Come on, somebody. I know sin is not a popular thing in the church anymore. That is not preached, that is not taught, but the reality is that what's wrong in our world today is sin has dominated us. Even down to the oil spill in New Orleans this morning, in the Gulf Coast this morning, it's all about sin. Y'all don't want to hear me this morning. How do you reckon sin has the influence? Well, it ain't sin that the oil is gushing up, but it's sin that folk didn't do right when they had an opportunity to do the right thing. But they were so greedy over a dollar, so greedy over something that they can put in their pocket, that they let sin control them. And when sin has finished doing what it's doing, it will cause a big spill in your life. It will mess up things in your life. Am I right about it? And if you yield yourselves to sin, sin will mess you up. Oh, we don't talk about sin much now, do we? But sin is the primary issue in this world today. It ain't all this other stuff we talk about. It's not maladjusted in our homes. It's not having a father there. It's not having mama there. It's not being deprived and being discriminated against. Those things are bad, but that ain't what makes us the people we are. It's whoever got your ear. And so if the devil's got your ear, then you are controlled by the devil, and the devil is your master. The word of God says no man can serve two masters. Either you will serve the one and hate the other, but you can't have it both ways. We can't complain and proclaim to be Christians and yet allow other things to cause us to act unchristianly.
All right. Now, I was just checking out a video, and I'm going to post this to my Facebook wall. And a New York Police Department beats black man for stealing pizza slice. And I just looked at this video, and this one cop comes in there very aggressive, and he's got his hand stretched out with the palm in the guy's chest, and talking to him, pushing him and stuff, and got his right hand with his left hand in his chest, and then his right hand is drawn back like he's getting ready to hit him with one of those sticks that kind of telescope out, like, you know, the ones that, you know, like an antenna. Anyway, and this guy looks to be maybe Hispanic or something, but very aggressive, and this guy stole a slice of pizza. Then the Caucasian cop, bald-headed guy, he comes running in and cold cocks the guy and just punches and beats the crap out of him. Anyway, I'm getting ready to share this on my Facebook wall. And as we wait for Dr. Pastor Kenny Glasgow to call back in, I'm going to play another clip that I always play here often, which is Sanctified, Bishop Herman Murray. I got to somehow try to get in touch with that guy, because I like to talk to people like that, someone who don't mind giving that straight-up truth. Anyway, be back in about, 10 minutes and 52 seconds or something like that. Anyway, this is Sanctified by Bishop Herman Murray.
I don't care what nobody say. Years ago, when you saw a sanctified woman, you knew she was sanctified. Take somebody and ask them, can you handle it? Can you handle it? Oh, look at you, look at you. Oh, God, I told you the word come to cause you to adjust your life. See, the word don't come to make you feel good. The word comes to cause you to adjust your life so that as I come into the life, I walk. Sometimes we just don't know because we got a bunch of cowards that won't preach it. But once you know, now you got to walk in this life. Now back to what I was saying. Years ago, I don't care where you were. You came across a sanctified woman, you knew it. She didn't look like everybody else. She didn't dress like everybody, Mother Polly. Oh, God, see, they too young to know anything about that. No, she didn't look any kind of way, not when she was sanctified. Now you got sanctified women. I mean, could I preach? Now they standing up preaching and singing and just shouting. And child, they got four splits in one skirt. Four splits and only got one skirt. And all of them come up above the knee. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Sanctified women didn't look like that years ago. Could I preach it? I'm going to get to your brothers in a minute. Sanctified women didn't look like that years ago. Sanctified women understood that now my body is a temple of God. And I ain't got no business showing my body to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Especially. I ain't got no business showing my body. But now the devil don't care how you look. Y'all ain't, can I preach here? He don't care how beat up you look. He'll put you on something tight. And I wonder, is there a mirror in the house at all? Look at somebody and ask them, neighbor, what did your mirror tell you? What did your mirror say? I'm talking about sanctification. Could I preach sanctification? What did your mirror tell you? How did you feel comfortable coming out in some of this stuff? And now you got sanctified. Oh, God, could I preach here? You got the sanctified women now trying to look sexy. And the rest of us know you ain't sexy. You deceived. Lord, look at them, ain't gonna say nothing here. Sanctified women didn't use that kind of Lord, that manipulation years ago. Now you come to church and you got on what we call them fanny wrappers. Now we come to church, there is no more modesty now. Now we come, I'm talking about sanctified folk now. Now sanctified folk coming with low-cut blouses. That's what the sanctified folk want to do now, the so-called sanctified folk. Years ago, when the mothers, God, whatever happened to the mothers? When the mothers saw a young lady coming in church and your skirt was above your knees while you were standing up, you wasn't on your seat 3 seconds before a handkerchief hit your knees. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. I'm talking about years ago. Sanctified folk. Oh, Lord, could I preach here? Sanctified folk. If you came in here and your blouse was a little too low, they put a choir robe on you and tell you now sit there until you get a chance to get saved tonight. Look at the folk. They ain't going to say nothing now. And now, wait a minute. Wait. Now we got brothers. See? See, I figured the brothers were going to shout. Well, we talk about sisters. But now, brothers, we done gone crazy. Could I preach here? Now we got men. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We used to try to preach and get the women out the earrings. Now we got the men in. Now we got the men looking great. And don't even realize that that's not sanctification. Just because we saw a bunch of artists out in the world with it, now the artists in the church got it. And we don't know holiness from secular anymore because there is no sanctification. They singing about holiness. They talking about it. But ain't nobody want to live holy without being sanctified. They don't want sanctification. I can handle holiness. Just don't give me holiness with sanctification. Now the men got long hair. Could I preach here? Now the men got long hair. Now the men switching. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Now the men got long hair and a feminine walk. They ain't saying nothing. That didn't go on years ago in the sanctified church. I know they're getting mad now. When the Bible says that it is a shame. People don't believe the word. They don't believe. The Bible says it is a shame for a man to have long hair. But now they are fanning over our choir and all your kind of stuff sitting on our organ. Y'all ain't going to say nothing here with their hands on the keys like this. Oh God, y'all ain't gonna talk here. That ain't going on in a sanctified church. See, people can't handle this. It's going down a little too rough. We didn't see that years ago in the sanctified church. Brothers used to dress holy. Now we coming to church in shorts. Lord, could I preach? I said, could I preach? Now the men coming to church in shorts. Lord, have mercy. Now the men wearing tight clothes. Coming to church with muscle shirts on. Because the preacher got a muscle shirt on. That ain't sanctification. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all ain't talking here. Oh God, could I preach up in here? Men coming to church with them rubber pants on, just stuck to them. I told them years ago, your pants so tight, you better come out of them. Folks standing behind you can see your credit card through your back pocket. Stealing your number. Y'all better stop all that. Men coming to church looking crazy. Y'all ain't gonna talk here. Now when we come to church, now our shirts are unbuttoned down to our navel. Could I preach about sanctification? Showing that old, rusted, dirty, old, nasty taco meat. Just sitting on y'all. Don't nobody want to see your nappy sack. We didn't come to see that. that wasn't sanctification years ago. But now everything is sanctified. And now the devil preaching holiness. He's just saying, you got to live holy, you got to live holy, you got to live holy. But now he ain't telling you how to live right. Y'all ain't going to talk here. Because I come to tell you, when you get saved, you don't look like you used to look. Lord, when you get saved and he sanctifies you, when he sanctifies you, he sets you apart.
Yeah, when he sanctifies you, he sets you apart. Hey, I'm going to get ready for a Bible study tonight, and I will see you all next time. If you want to live so God can use you, all you have to do is follow those two greatest commandments. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. Practice those. Master them. Become them. And you will live so God can use you.
Hallelujah. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna walk so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime.
Oh, yeah.